Okay, hello everyone here at Fosdem at the Lightning Talks. I want to introduce to you Gabriel Cassette. He's talking to us about the NEF Server 8 solid foundation for the self-hosting web application. Give him a warm applause and have fun with the talk.
Thank you very much. Hi everyone, as I was introduced, my name is Gabriel Cassette. I grew up in Quebec and I come here from Canada though, but now I live in Western Canada, in Calgary, Alberta. And I'm a really fan of self-hosting software and platforms. And today I'm going to present to you my latest discovery, which is NetServer 8, which I think is a really solid foundation for self-hosting applications. So my background is I'm a Linux system administrator, as I said, I live in Western Canada. I work for a not-for-profit called Cybera. Cybera is focused on providing IT services in the Alberta region in Canada. So we provide services to schools, to the municipal government, provincial government, and it's a range of, for example, compute resources for students, a security operation center for schools and stuff like that. And I'm a longtime fan of open source, as I said, and self-hosting. So in a nutshell, what is self-hosting? Self-hosting is really about having your own server, and this server can be either at home, like on a Raspberry Pi or something else, or it can be in the cloud. And in the cloud, it can be either a virtual or a dedicated server. And it's really about managing the whole stack. So basically from the operating system up to the application, and also sometimes the networking related to that, if you host at home, for example. So it's really about having the full control of your hosting environment. And oftentimes you can do it via containers, be it Docker or Kubernetes as well. So that's the easiest way to do it nowadays, and a good manageable way as well. Some advantages of self-hosting, and it depends on your situation, because some providers do provide good privacy. But of course, whenever you host it yourself and you use open source software, you are guaranteed to have good privacy because you control how the data is being used and how it's being shared and everything. And it can be useful for yourself, but also for, let's say, your family or your association that you're working at, you know. So, or even your city. You could say, okay, well, I want to stand up a new email sharing, you know, platform for the city, and people can become members of it, you know, for example. And privacy is really a big consideration into this, because as we know, many of the big tech companies are offering, you know, like email services or image sharing services, but the privacy is really not there, and that's in their business model, of course. Also, more flexibility because, as we all know, using open source, you can really customize it, you can tweak it to your liking, you can contribute new features as well if you are skilled to do so. As well, higher performance. So let's say you self-host applications for your business and you have 50 users, then you can really scale it up. You know, you can add some more resources to the server. You have full flexibility on the performance aspect as well. And the lower costs, again, using open source, you can have less licensing cost, of course. But when we self-host application, and I talk with my hat of the sysadmin, there's boring details you need to think about. So for example, the backups, really important. You want to have a good way to backup each applications and be able to restore them, you know, if needs be. And another aspect is to have a good isolation between applications, because some self-hosting platforms allows you to install software and web applications, but if there's not a good isolation between them, there's a chance that you could break, by installing a new web application, you could break a one that's already existing. So that's why I think running in containers really helps you to isolate your applications, and it also relates to security as well, right? And another consideration that is not in all self-hosting platforms are the common authentication between apps. Because, okay, so I install one app, two app, and if all the users are, you know, in each of their own apps, then it's becoming difficult to say, okay, I want to add a new user. Oh, by the way, you need to create an account in each of the apps, right? And if an employee leaves the company, then it's more complicated to delete the account in different apps compared to having a common authentication system. Also, the aspect of multi-server, because okay, yeah, well, I'm growing, you know, the number of apps that I have. Well, at some point, I may need a second and a third server, right? So having that possibility of moving apps between servers or scaling it up can be really useful. And of course, the rest like security, the support as well, and everything. And there are many great existing solutions, and I've been a fan of looking, you know, at what's coming, you know, and what's being released. By the, for example, UnoHost is a really mature and long-time solution. It's based on Debian, and it's really awesome. It checks almost all the boxes. The only thing is that there's not really a focus on containers in UnoHost, and that can be a bit more risky because you need to look at how the application is being installed to be sure that it doesn't conflict with anything else on the server. I mean, it can work really well, but you need to make some more checks, you know, I would say, when you run it. But the community is great, and it's a great project as well. I run it as well, you know, so. And there are other solutions that some are more NAS-oriented or storage-oriented. Some are more like UI-oriented. But in my view, they all have like something that doesn't check all the boxes. But they are a great project as well, I'm not saying. But it's something that you can compare. But when I discovered NetServer 8, and a bit by mistake, I would say, I was really surprised. Like I say, wow, what is this? You know, it's an hidden gem, or it's something that, you know, that I think should be maybe more well known. So that's why I'm presenting here, you know. And some of the features it has,